Hello, K-pop fans, stans, and everyone in between. I'm Dan. I know nothing about K-pop, but that hasn't stopped my three friends here from dragging me into K-pop abyss. Say hi, everyone.
Hello.
Who we got?
Oh, hello, my name's Dominique.
Hi, my name's Melissa.
Jamie.
All right, Dom.
What?
Why is it always me?
Fine.
I don't know. It's been like that for like how many episodes?
Okay, well, whatever.
Anyway. When I switched it up, you guys freaked out.
It's not wrong.
It's fine. Anyway, okay, so today we have our very first deep dive of the season.
Wow, that was two very different reactions.
I'm gonna have to edit this.
All right. Anyway,
who are we taking a deep dive into, Dom?
Okay, so today we are actually deep diving into Super Junior. We've only talked about them enough, right?
Who are Super Junior? I'm just going to say that I will get flamed by my friends.
I just rolled my eyes.
Anyway,
I don't know about you guys.
Shut up. Anyway. SM Entertainment debuted Super Junior on November 6, 2005. So this is gonna be a little convoluted, but stay with me. They started with 12, added one, then added another one, and then there was a big, huge fuss about it. But then they lost three, and then they had 10. But then they had to go back down to 9.
I did not follow that at all.
And here I thought NCT was going to be confusing when we get to them.
No, that's going to be 3 episodes. I don't want to do it.
Oh.
Anyway.
Let me see if I can follow that at the very least from the beginning to the end. They started off with 12, and yes. Now they're currently at 9.
Yes.
Okay. I think that much I can follow.
Okay. Well, they originally started with 12, and they were going to have like the typical Japanese idol system, which was where you can graduate and continuously add more members, and it was just a forever lasting group with the same name but different members at any given point in time, depending on who graduated and who entered.
Uh-huh.
People didn't like that, so
I mean, understandably,
they
why
gave up on that eventually for then. So they started with 12 and then they added one more in.
13.
But then once the one was added, 3 of them left.
10.
And then one of them... Well... No, sorry. 2 of them left.
8.
And...
No. Go back to the 13.
So from 12, they lost... They went to 13. Then they went down... 13 subtracted by 2 is...
11.
And then they added 1.
12.
But then people were mad, so he didn't get to actually join the main group and had to stay in the Chinese 12. Group.
11.
So he didn't count. And then they lost another 1.
10.
No, you have to take out the one that they added in, but nobody wanted, so he had to stick it to the Chinese group and wasn't part of the official main Korean group.
I think he did.
Yeah.
Let's move on. So we have 9 now.
Okay. Yeah. So we have 9 officially, though technically it's really 8, but that's semantics.
Why is this
conversation for later?
So why is this group so significant?
Okay. So if you've been in K-pop for a while now.
15 years.
Yeah, there is one song in particular that everyone knows and that everyone has to cover, especially if you're a guy group, at some point in time. And we'll get to that after their debut song.
Sorry.
We'll get to that after the debut song.
Fine.
Quiet you. Anyway, back to November 6, 2005, Super Junior debuted as a group of 12 with Twins, in parentheses, Knockout.
Check out, get a
Alright, so the minute I started playing the song, I knew I was transported back to the mid-2000s, because good lord, that hair.
You don't like the Visual K J-pop?
No. I distinctly recognize that hairstyle because, you know, I had to buy Winter Sonata for my mom because she wanted to watch it, and that was the hairstyle that screams mid-2000s to me.
Now that you didn't have to go to the island.
I don't know what that means.
I went to the island. Don't worry about it.
Sure. For a debut song, though, it was a catchy-ass song. It's definitely a product of its time. There's really not much to the video. It's just them dancing in various different shots. But, you know, I for a group, knowing what I saw with this group's How Did You Debut, and then seeing where they are in, like, with that recent song you guys sent me,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a very fascinating evolution. I can't wait to dive into this.
And that was me having to go over like tons of title tracks to choose just six.
Because the album last year was
15.
Was it
15? 15th or so.
Yeah.
What was I thinking that was 13?
Maybe like another, maybe Shiny? Or EXO. Doesn't matter. Anyways.
Side note, you can tell they use the same kind of like camera they use for like K-dramas at this point. There's a distinct look to it.
I mean, that was the style of that era.
I guess. I think just cameras got better. Yeah. So,
mid-2000s, so.
2005. How old were we?
I was in the middle.
How old are me and Dom?
We were born 1994.
Yes.
So it's like 11.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We were also in middle school. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I did do my notes as usual. They are a little weird this time. Not going to lie to you. Just because I've seen a lot of these videos.
Multiple times.
Yeah, a lot. Actually this one I don't think I've ever seen.
This is honestly the only song I had ever, out of all the ones that Dom had selected for this, this is the only song I have not actually heard from them.
That's wow. Okay, it's because most people don't talk about their debut song anymore.
It's because also I wasn't into K-pop in 2005. I was a full-on weeb in 2005. It took like another 2 years. So basically, oh, that hair, so much flame. And then I just put, oh no, why this?
What part that was at?
I think it was just the general vibe. You really can't tell them apart from afar, TBH.
Nope.
I guess the Chinese members should still be here. That red carpet, I don't like this. Heechul, when they were actively promoting him as the pretty boy. The stare. We got really. I don't know what the fuck I was saying. Never mind.
We really got through that, I think.
I think that's what. Yeah. And then Heechul and Siwon are the only ones that look the same still. Oh, yeah, shit.
What?
Oh, yeah, shit, what?
We never actually introduced who the members were.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, here, do you want me to... I'll go through the current
list. Just go through the current roster.
Yeah, let's go with the current roster. We don't have enough time to go through all of them.
So the current roster is Ita, Kicho, Yesung, Shindong, Sungmin, Eunhyuk, Donghae, Siwon, Ryeowook, and Kyuhyun. But Sungmin has been inactive since 2015 because he secretly got married and had kids.
That last one kind of slipped in a lot of info.
It's fine.
Anyway.
Okay, there you go.
He's inactive right now.
Amazing.
Please don't get mad at us listeners for not like putting in introducing the actual members, because yeah, we just forgot.
There's a lot to cover with Super Junior. We would have to make like a separate episode just to cover the members.
Yeah, but for reference, Heechul is the one that looks really pretty, and Siwon is the one with the only one with muscle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think that sparked so much in his mind.
It's because of the future, the other videos we're about to be watching.
Anyway. Right.
Yeah.
January 7th, 2009, Super Junior came out with their hit song, kind of their representative song, as we've covered before, is Sorry Sorry.
So I actually remember this song when it came out back in my college days.
I mean, it was the song back then.
Yeah, so this is before I even knew anything about K-pop, but it was like, for some reason, like the people I was hanging out with at the time, it was either you know, Taeyang or this song.
Yes.
I would hear it on a regular basis. So, and I thought like, okay, that's a catchy enough song. I never actually paid attention after that. I just knew like, oh, this is that Sorry Sorry song. I had no idea that this song would be such an important like staple of K-pop going forward. But some notes I had with the videos, like, oh yeah, this is exactly what I remember watching in like the college dorms all too long ago. Not much to it. Great choreography. I can see why that's so iconic. But again, it's just another, not that much different from their debut song to me in terms of like the content of the video.
I mean, it was still like kind of like that peak 2000, early 2000s era, but this is actually when you started getting kind of like that quote unquote Hallyu wave that they reference, and like K-pop started getting much more and more popular outside of Korea.
Hmm.
Because I will also note that I do remember actually like hearing this song in high school, because I'm pretty sure one of our friends listened to it.
Yeah.
And I just remember sitting in a classroom one day after school, because I think I was trying to help her with math, and I do remember her like playing this song. I'm pretty sure.
It's because like Daniel, Melissa also hang out with the Asians.
Yeah, basically.
But yeah, if you were into K-pop in that era, this was a song you were listening to all the time.
Hmm.
Never clocked it until like down the line, 10 years later.
Okay. So I got, should I go?
Yes.
Okay. The intro I always forget about. And then I just, yeah. And then I just started singing it. They're so young here. According to Melissa, this is where Heechul and Siwon gave them the secret to eternal youth. And she was dancing the entire time.
Not lies. I dance the entire time, every time the song plays.
Boy band, I mean, training song.
I mean, it's a banger of a song, so.
TBH, this was a song I actually heard in Chinese first.
Oh.
Yeah, it's because my cousin's now husband used to like sing this.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, this is somehow more dancing and less dancing than the last one. Melissa wants to show Daniel the two times dance for this, because now they're old and they died in 2018.
I think it was like 2018.
Question mark.
Don't fact check me on the actual date of that, but the two times dance I will always like love watching. So okay. When you have time, Daniel, you should go watch the two times dance for Sorry Sorry.
I will explain context in another day of that.
Sure.
Just Google it, you'll find it. It's fine.
Off track.
Mm-hmm. I did notice, though, by the way, like, so the point that's out here, 140 million views on this since it launched on YouTube. Like, holy crap.
It has been a while.
Really old song.
It's a very classic song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you kind of mentioned this here. Like, this is a song that even new, like they new groups, this is something they gotta learn, like, by heart, apparently.
I mean, it's not that hard to learn, so it's kind of understandable why they use it as a trending song. So
it's just a very like staple song.
Yeah, I remember you guys showed me that video of the like, different groups recreating like the choreography of the video, like, and like, okay, so yeah, this is like one of the songs.
He's learning.
Anyway. I can remember stuff.
Anyway.
That's a good one.
Hmm?
The next one is also a jump in time.
Okay, so next song, we move forward to August 20th, 2014, with Mamacita. Yo,
okay, so my first like thought as I was watching this video is like, how is it that nearly 9 years later, they look younger than their debut song? To me,
eternal you.
What the fuck?
Korean skincare products got a lot better.
Yeah, also the hair, because the hair definitely helped.
Also, the makeup changed.
I mean, okay, sure, but even then, they just look like 5 years younger in the 9 years that passed since I saw that, since their debut song.
Everything's fine.
It happens.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just impressed.
That's when, like, Korean makeup also started getting, like, really popular and,
oh, yeah.
And stuff. Like, that's when the K cosmetics thing took a boom and everyone has those, like, 15 steps of my skincare routine kind of thing.
Can I have a quick question? So we went from like 2009 to 2014. Did they take a break in between that time? Because that's a pretty big gap.
No, they were still performing and doing other songs. It was just more of a, most of them have like were on a rotational basis because they were all going to military in 2014.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, okay. 2014 is kind of where most of them had finished their service and had come back already.
Okay.
Also, I just really liked Mamacita, so it's low key bias that picked the song out as the midpoint. Yeah. I also like the very specific reference they use from Avatar: The Last Airbender in it.
You've also
okay, so that was an Avatar reference. Okay.
Well, we consider it one. It might not be.
I don't know if they actually did it because they never come out and like full out stated that it is, but to like. The Western world is pretty much an Avatar reference.
Yeah. All right, Jamie, go ahead.
Yep.
Yeah.
The intro, ... Pretty sure we've talked about this, but Daniel hasn't actually seen it.
Nope.
Stylus really was like, let's just set the razor to zero. on Siwon's head. The lore is surprisingly strong. It's their fault we get so many hip movements from boy bands. Then just my watermelon! and then, oh, the rap break and Shindong's cursed line. Still a good song, though.
Yeah, actually, Dan should remember that cursed line because it came up.
Yeah. It should have come up in during a bad lyrics. I don't know if Daniel remembers it.
I actually don't know what you guys are talking about.
It was the what was it? Close your mouth, shut your tongue. Yeah.
I must have just like blacked out because that sounds so stupid. I probably just like forced myself to forget.
I'm pretty sure when we recorded that episode, you were just like, "What?"
Yeah. Shut your tongue.
Yes.
Okay.
It is cursed. It's fine.
That's a pretty damn cursed line, yeah.
Yes. Right,
anybody have any other thoughts on the song?
I like the song.
It's good. Like, nearly every song you guys showed me was after, like, the debut. Like, it's a song that either I knew or actually grew to really enjoy, so.
Like, I think that music tends to appeal to, like, people in our age group. I don't know why. It just happens.
We're old.
Because, yeah, we're aging millennials.
Anyway, so here we'll move on to their most recent songs as the closers to the actual deep dive portion before we move on to the deep dive itself. And in March 16th, 2021, during peak pandemic days, they came out with House Party as a song for people about COVID. 모두 함께란 것 이겨낼 수 있다 믿다 Oh my God 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 Oh my God 맺도록 박혀버려 방황한
So right away, this song kind of caught me by surprise because I didn't. The tone shift in the middle of the song surprised the hell out of me because, like, oh, it's a fun, happy, like, hey, let's stay inside, don't interact with each other. And then all of a sudden, bam, don't fucking do anything stupid because you're going to get all killed. Was this like a response to how things were in Korea at the time?
Yes. Not really. It was just more, they were like, hey, let's just make a song to cheer people up and like kind of like try to see the light at the end of the tunnel. What's really funny is a fun fact, actually. I believe the director to the WHO, the World Health Organization, actually retweeted the MV when it came out.
Huh.
Actually.
Wow.
So that was interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. I think
I'm also like kept getting pushed back for like months. Because I think this was supposed to originally come out in, like, December of 2020. And then they just kept pushing it back and pushing it back. And it's just like, are we ever going to get this album? It was, like, a 4-month delay.
Huh. All right, Jamie, I know you got notes for this one.
The mood of the pandemic.
Yeah.
We think of the home version of this song, though. Stupid earworm. The dancing has dramatically decreased in comparison to the past. Thank you, Super Junior. Random drop and fire. This is a different song. Skirt, yeah. Skirt, really triggered me. God damn it, Bam Bam. That's unrelated. This song was weird. Really a weird PSA.
Yeah, it really was. And I mean, I appreciate it, but also, like, again, these guys are mostly in their like late 30s. Again. Aging in reverse.
30s, early 40s now.
Aging in reverse, I swear to God.
I don't think the oldest has hit 40 yet.
No.
He's like 38.
Seven. I think it's seven. Like, it's hard to say because fucking they use Korean ages and then I would
get confused. Minus one from their age. One or two.
Okay,
I think 37. I know that the youngest just turned 30 something. So they're all officially in their 30s.
He chose the oldest, right?
Yes.
He was born in 83.
Okay, yeah.
If that tells you anything, you guys can do the math.
I mean, with that, okay, that means he's like roughly 38.
He's 39. Yeah.
He'll be 39 in July.
Yeah. The unaging one, that's him.
This is the pretty boy one.
That's the pretty boy.
Gotcha. Again, does not look freaking 38. Any other thoughts on the song, guys?
I mean,
you should watch their
home
versions. Their home versions, though, because basically they got together at someone's house and like just performed the song.
And it's just hiding underneath the table.
Yeah, just Teachel hiding everywhere in the house.
Gotcha. Sure.
It's funny to watch.
All right. Let's move on to the last song of the deep dive before we go on to the
descent.
The descent.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. So I found the tweet.
Okay. Please read the tweet from the director of the WHO.
The director general for the WHO organization specifically tweeted out, thank you, Elf, which is Super Junior's fandom name. For sharing Super Junior's new song, House Party, with us. Super Junior, you're on point there. Indeed, we still need to maintain precautionary measures against COVID-19 to protect each other and control this pandemic. Thank you for reminding us through your music.
All set.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. So we come to their newest song, released February 28th, 2022.
This is really recent.
Yes, with Colin.
All right, this is a refreshing change of pace because this is like the first like kind of slower song I got to hear from them. And okay, so these guys can sing. I mean, I'm not saying they couldn't, but everything I heard was just like upbeat dance hits until now. So I really enjoyed this song. I was actually kind of paying attention to the song, the lyrics. Yeah, it's a really good kind of song to showcase their chops.
Yeah, well, SM Entertainment's known for their vocalists, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jamie.
I have. So I wrote this yesterday. I have not actually seen this yet.
Oh.
Valid, I see. Kichul doesn't age. Yep. I see that this song is being carried by the vocals this time. There is no dancing. Yep. What is this hair, yay song? Anime time. Everyone gets a sweater. Back to anime. This is a really intense anime. We flying. Wait, are they dead? Okay, that was nice. This one is a real-time reaction from me. That's it.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Any other like notes about this song there, Dom, that it's kind of significant?
They released another version of the MV, because if you noticed, the February 28th one I sent said a winter for spring version, and then I think they released a straight winter version.
Interesting.
I think the winter version is the one that I watched the first time.
I have been behind, obviously.
Besides that, I didn't really pick up anything else, mainly because I've been doing other things. So I listened to it, watched the MV, added it to my playlist, and then moved on.
That's kind of the thing with how this works.
Because in this case, for me, this time period is more of a I'm prepping for everyone else who's gonna come back to back to back.
I have only been listening to Epic High. And no one is surprised by that. I have only been listening to the album.
I did like the fact that the last one we ended on kind of brings in a ballad to kind of show a different point of view of their songs. Because
they've
got a lot of stuff to go through for them.
They're definitely a group that you just need to go listen to some of their other songs.
I should make Daniel listen to Superman.
Oh God.
Yeah, part of me really wish that that was the Descent song.
You can make it your Descent song later. It's why Black Suit's not on there, because I figured Jamie was gonna give it to him eventually.
Yeah, at some point.
I'm gonna forget about this whole thing anyway, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
We should definitely show Daniel the their Beyond Live.
Oh God. Oh yeah.
Cause it's definitely fun to watch.
Okay, and it's nice and all, but then remember he left us.
Yeah. Next time you come to visit, we got a two-hour concert that you should watch.
He should just come watch Epic High with us.
Yeah, he should.
Anyway, if anyone else has nothing to say, then we'll move on to the deep dive.
You mean the Descent?
Oh, the Descent, right. Oh, sorry.
She's been literally saying that the whole time. It's fine.
Yes, I have.
Mm.
It's not like I made the name or anything, right?
I did.
Okay.
So, Descent.
Alright, so April 12th, 2018, Super Junior did something that no other K-pop group had done up to that point, and they brought in a whole nother singer to feature that was not Korean and came out with the song Lo Siento.
So you're telling me that this is the first time this has really been done until then?
So there has been featuring artists and stuff, don't get me wrong, but they've all really been Korean. This is the first outside of Korea featuring that people have had in terms of a K-pop group as a whole.
Mm.
And on top of that, it wasn't a Western singer like most would have expected, considering how heavily influenced K-pop is by Western music, but it was actually a Latin pop artist.
Okay, yeah, I remember, I was trying to remember where I saw this girl. She was in the Heights. That's where I recognized her. Yeah, she is.
Seen that yet? I really gotta watch it.
I haven't watched it either. Yeah, it's been on my list.
It's fine. But then I realized, like, oh, this is really cool. So, this is probably like the first time I've ever seen like a Latin star kind of on a K-pop feature. Definitely also shows an influence of the song that was really good. I thought it was a really catchy chorus. I do like how she's heavily featured in the video. Like my mind kind of came back to like Blackpink and Selena Gomez, and because when I saw that video, I was thinking like, oh, they're definitely not in the same room. Like, this is filmed so separately. No, see, she's actually here interacting with the group. I actually kind of appreciated that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, good ass song.
Oh, let me preempt this real quick before anyone says anything. Yes, I did do my research, and BTS doing Boy With Love featuring Halsey came out in 2019, but also I don't really consider that a true featuring, so there's that.
We'll save that for another time.
You know, like, yeah. Okay, so I think the reason why they went with Latin star, by the way, is because they're really, 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 really popular in South America. It's probably like a tie between them and maybe China or Japan.
Oh, I had no idea.
Because they are very popular in China and Japan as well.
Can confirm that they're very popular in South America. Both of my friends that will definitely flame me for if I said anything bad about Super Junior are both from Brazil.
Okay.
At least the old fans, I don't know about now.
Super Junior was the first K-pop group to actually hold concerts in Latin America, in South America, and find actual success there.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. Second Gen did a lot of things.
Hey, Jimmy, have any notes for this one?
The song that somehow mixes three languages. So many floral tops, except for the one mesh shirt. I'm gonna guess the two guys on keyboard produced this song. Super Junior sharing a girl. Weird. I realized I should put phrasing. And then Heechul, because he can't dance anymore. And then frowny face. That's it.
Well done.
Yeah. For context, Heechul was in a very bad car accident that kind of wrecked his knee. He did try for a while, which is why you did see him prevalent in Mamacita, dancing and stuff. But you don't see him in House Party. Like, he had to stop after Mamacita came out.
Okay. All right. Anybody have any final thoughts on this song? No? All right. Any final thoughts on Super Junior?
They're old now. We're old now.
It's been a while. Yeah.
They're great, though.
They're good.
You should go watch more about them, because they are just awesome.
It's like, I don't know if we can, like, really... It's like, it's weird if you don't know about them at this point. I don't know. That's where I'm at.
I mean, you say that, but, like, I've seen, what was it, people, like, there was a tweet a while back that someone posted, and she's like, they were like, not me, shaking my head at new K-pop fans who are asking why Taeyeon already gets a solo debut when she just debuted with GOT.
You can't help if you're actually 12. I don't know what to tell you about that. Like, look, we all club once.
And they only have something like maybe once a year.
Yeah, at most.
Like, they have so many other schedules that they do outside of, like, music. It's still surprising that they still put out albums at least once a year.
It's for the money.
They have their own label and everything.
It's been very clear it's for the money.
Well, it helps that they have their own dedicated, like, company label, because SM set up a separate management company for them called Label SJ.
Wow.
Which they should do for Girls' Generation so we can have our fucking comeback.
She's not bitter.
I'm fucking bitter.
Okay, she admits it. All right, well, If you listeners want to recommend a song for The Descent that I will have to listen to for an episode, you can hit us up on the official network socials at NGP Productions on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, everything. You can also find a link to our Discord there, which is also probably the best way to reach us because we are all there. We're always watching. We're always like hanging out with people. We'd love to hear from you guys. We'd love to talk to you guys and let us know what you guys think. But where can people find us individually? Let's start off with Dom.
Twitter, at That's the Raven.
Melissa?
At Subject Despair.
Jamie?
At Violet Dreadly.
And you can find myself at Danyan Senpai. All right, guys, that's been another episode of Dragon to K-Pop Abyss. Until next week, we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.